With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Strong storms in Wisconsin leave one person dead and injured at least one more. Correspondent Julie Walker has details.
Heavy rainfall in half a dozen Midwest states over the weekend led to water rescues, power outages, road closures, and the cancellation of the Wisconsin State Fair's last day Sunday. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Quigley in Milwaukee says over 11 inches of rain fell in some areas.
So just a tremendous amount of rainfall in a very short period of time. And then to add insult to injury over a very urban and populated area.
He says closing the fair was the safe option.
Water up the cars, water getting under grandstands, just all into areas where it shouldn't be.
I'm Julie Walker.
Henriette has regained tropical storm strength in the Pacific, but still is not forecast to threaten land. That storm is well north of Hawaii. A Georgia man who opened fire Friday on the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention headquarters in Atlanta had blamed COVID-19 vaccine for making him depressed and suicidal. The 30-year-old shooter shot and killed a police officer. President Trump wants to know how the Census Bureau collects data, and he wants to change it. Greg Clugston with a report.
The president has instructed the Commerce Department to exclude immigrants in the U.S. illegally. Writing on social media, he said census data collections will be based on modern-day facts and figures and results of the 2024 presidential election. Donald Trump signed a similar memo during his first term in office. That measure was later challenged legally, with courts ruling that only Congress holds authority to define who is counted. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood has left Louisiana.
The nation's largest abortion business has closed its last two clinics in the predominantly pro-life state. Ben Clapper of Louisiana Right to Life tells LifeNews.com, quote, "When Planned Parenthood built their New Orleans facility, they intended it to become a mega abortion center, aiming to perform nearly 3,000 abortions every year. But thanks to our united efforts, not a single abortion was ever performed there. Now that facility is shutting down." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that a new Arkansas law requiring public classrooms to display the Ten Commandments cannot be enforced in a handful of the state's largest school districts. That's where parents have brought legal challenges on the grounds that that statute violates the so-called separation of church and state. However, the ruling only narrowly applies to four of the state's 237 districts as students return to class. This is SRN News. A new Gallup poll finds a record high party has gaps in approval ratings for Congress and the Supreme Court, with the latter suffering its lowest overall approval rating since the survey began.
A 61% majority of Republicans have a positive view of Congress, where the GOP narrowly controls the House and the Senate, and 75% of Republicans approve of the 6-3 conservative majority Supreme Court. But among Democrats, 6% approve of Congress and 11% approve of the Supreme Court. The result is recording partisan gulfs of 55 percentage points for Congress and 64 percentage points for the Supreme Court. The partisan gulf has widened in recent decades as Congress has become more politically polarized. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump has removed former U.S. Representative Billy Long as IRS commissioner less than 2 months after his confirmation. It was not immediately clear why Long was dismissed. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.